That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to the Empire Rolls, a podcast supported by Blue Collar Street Food. Well, it has been an absolutely abysmal evening for Reading Football Club. A 1-0 defeat at Wycombe Wanderers and painful viewing. And to help me talk through it, I've been joined by the Everson brothers. First of all, hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Bad, Paul. I'm doing bad. No way to sum it up. Enough.
Yeah. I've also been joined by Matt. How are you doing?
Yeah, not great either, actually. Not great.
we're all feeling basically a bit shit after that, aren't we? There's no two ways about it. It's an absolutely dreadful results and just really puzzling decisions there, Alex, by the manager about the starting lineup. I'm not quite sure what he was thinking with that midfield. I don't know. There's no attackings in it, really, was there?
No, I just don't get the midfield choices at all. You select three defensive midfielders and play one of them as a right winger, play four centre backs, neither of the two wing backs in inverted commas who really are that attacking. Yes, McIntyre can get forwards, but he's no Omar Richards, let's be honest. You leave Zhao isolated pretty much for the entire game, bar for any kind of like through balls from 30 or 40 yards away. The whole selection and tactics, which we've lined up with tonight, are completely baffling against what is the poorest team by every single measure. Wycombe are the poorest team in this league. And we've pretty much turned up tonight and handed them 3 points.
They're on the bottom of the table with 20 points. They have now just picked up their fifth win and we're approaching March. It's a really embarrassing evening, I'd say, for Reading tonight, Matt, isn't it? We could put a positive spin on it in somehow, but there is no positive, is there?
No. I think we literally, when you go back and in retrospect look at the lineup, we handed them the win as soon as we put that lineup out. You play super defensively and so deep, ourselves against the team who concede a lot of goals. You leave your striker up front on his own. He's not going to do anything up front on his own except, get a bit of luck and a piece of magic. So we're going to at some points give them the opportunity to get a goal, and that's all they want. Their game plan is to get a goal, dig in, and then just not concede. And we played completely into their hands.
Yeah, totally. Another poor goal though, Alex, wasn't it? You've got to look at that. We got all those centre backs on the pitch and we're conceding goals which are sloppy against Millwall, against Middlesbrough. What can we do to change that? Or is this just the quality of player that we've got?
Honestly, I don't think there's anything you can really do to change the fact that we're making individual errors. Tonight is another combination of errors, really. The ball's bounced around in the box for what, maybe 10, 15 seconds before there's an overhead kick, which loops up into the air and really is not really a threat at all. For some reason, I don't know why, Tom Holmes hasn't cleared it. This probably goes against the Tom Holmes should be starting at right back crew. I'm sorry, but he shouldn't be starting at right back. It's not the first time he's been caught out positionally for a goal. Yes, we did keep a number of clean sheets with him in the side, but he's not the best right back at the club. And Yeardon really should be starting at right back every week. His mistake, leads into the fact that Onyedemna can actually get to the ball. Raphael makes a mistake as well. definitely should be coming out, got to be more aggressive in that situation and just come and claim the ball. Another tally for the Raphael era this season. I don't know how many we're up to now. I've just kind of given up keeping count of that, but can't go in too hard on Raphael, I guess, because if Holmes doesn't make the mistake to begin with, Raphael can't make the mistake to not come and grab the ball. But it's just another defensive error. It's not a good goal. We haven't really been undone by a good piece of skill. We've basically just kind of let Wickham score from, 2 yards out, with no real challenge for the ball. Just, yeah, awful, awful piece of defending for the goal.
And defensively, we didn't have too much to do, really, throughout the whole game. We weren't battered. Raphael didn't have to make 15,000 saves. I can only remember about 2 that he actually make all the game. The penalty, a beater's free kick, which wasn't bad. I think maybe he had like one more. So I don't blame Raphael, really, for, it's 2 yards out. I feel like your defenders should just be clearing the ball when it's 2 yards out. Could he have done slightly better? Yeah, maybe, but I don't blame him so much. But if you've got 4 centre-backs there, we really need to be clearing the ball.
I do think the issue does come down to the fact that we're playing 4 centre-backs, right? Like, you're playing 4 centre-backs, and I don't actually think that Holmes and Moore necessarily played together yet. And if they have, maybe they played together maybe they've played together like once back in October or something. But apart from that, not sure they've actually played together yet. As Holmes has really come into the side once Moore's been out. I just don't understand it. Everything from the first whistle tonight, it just indicates the fact that Reading were happy to sit back and try and counterattack Wickham. Yet we don't have any players really in that side outside of Ajaria and Elise. And I guess Rinomota to an extent. We don't have any players there who are capable of providing pace on the transition when we actually do get the ball off Wickham in our own half. And the game plan doesn't tie up from front to back, which is what confuses me about the lineup. And ultimately, that's where Wickham have managed to win the game, because they don't really have much to worry about when we were going forwards on the counter-attack.
No, not much at all. I mean, you look at the chances in the first half. We clearly had the best opportunities, but we don't take them. Rinomoto with the best one. It's not a simple one, Matt, is it? But it's one that you hope you might score from.
Yeah, you know, he's not a striker. I've got a bit of a soft spot for Rinomoto, so I really like him. I think he's great. And he's not a striker. He's scored some great goals for us previously. You kind of hope he would score it.
He's playing out of position though, isn't he? Let's be honest. If you've got the player who you want in that position tonight, if you've got Mate in that position, I don't even think Mate necessarily scores that. It's still a tough chance, but yeah, maybe he's got a little bit more of a chance. Of course, the Rinomoto chance isn't the only one we had in the first half as well. Like Ajaria had a decent shot blocked by Stockdale. And I think that was probably our best chance of the first half, to be honest.
I've just seen something that shows you how Wickham Wanderers see this win tonight on their official site. They've called this up there with the finest victories in our history. Premier League Chase and Reading are beaten by gutsy Chowboys. Display Adams Park. Now, probably is. They've never been in the Championship before. They've beaten, I wouldn't call us a local rival, even though we've lost them. There's no rivalry there, is there? But I don't know. It's kind of like going to hit us all. I think it's hitting us all slowly about how bad that was. And the worst thing is it was so avoidable, because you look at the Lucas Jail penalty from another good pass from Ajaria in the second half, definitely a red card and a penalty. But did you feel confident, Matt, when he was walking up to take that? Because I did not feel confident at all.
No. I mean, I didn't feel confident. I didn't know until the live that we've just done, post-match reaction, that I think you said it was 75% of penalties he's now missed, which is incredible.
In the last 3 or 4, he's missed, yeah.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. How is nobody else taking the ball and saying, now I'm going to take the penalties? like, he's our top goal scorer. Yeah, great. But if you're not going to score the penalties, don't take him.
Yeah. No, he definitely shouldn't be taking any more penalties. I don't know who else would have taken it at the moment, but they can't do much worse job, can they, Alex?
No. I mean, you know, we've got plenty of players who can take a set piece. Give it to Elise, give it to Ajaria. I don't even know
even
if they
could do it.
Yeah, I don't even know if these players are good penalty takers, but frankly, you just need someone like tonight, if Shaw would just put his foot through the ball, that's all you needed someone to do, I think, for the penalty. Because it does, I'm sure I'll get pelted for this, but I think if we'd scored the penalty, we probably would have gone and won the game. Wickham down to 10 men, we would have, you know, I think we would have gone forwards in the last 10 minutes, despite how little we actually created. We definitely would have had another chance to go on and win the game. But yeah, the penalty is really, really poor. And it's another penalty which Yao hasn't even made the keeper made a save, which is like it's a huge issue. You've got to hit the target there from 12 yards. It's not as if it's, you know, it's not as if we've seen three keepers make three outstanding saves now for Charles' penalties. He's putting them wide or not hit the woodwork tonight. And that's a worrying trend going forwards if we haven't got a player who can take a penalty.
Yeah, it's not something that's new to Reading. It's quite unusual that we've actually got someone at the club who can take penalties, George Puskas. I don't think he's missed one. But I don't think we should have brought him on to take the penalty. Well, this isn't like hockey from years ago. You can't just bring on this random player. I don't get that system at all. But I don't know, Matt. I look at the players that we took off in that second half. You're taking off Elise and Ajaria. Explain to me how that makes sense when you're chasing the game against a team that's down to 10 men, we're losing. Why would you take them off?
They're your game changers. Did we take them off before or after the red card? I can't remember. But they
after red card.
I mean, that makes it even worse, to be honest, because they are the people that are going to unlock the defence. And I just can't see how bringing Aluko into a team who are, at that point, going to sit back and defend. You know, Aluko's not going to use his pace to get around anyone or anything like that. All he was going to be able to do was try and hook a ball in, which we weren't getting anywhere with all day anyway. So I don't really see the point of taking, like you said, our most creative players off the pitch for them. I mean, Puskas, I get to bring on. We just needed to bring a striker on. Jao, wasn't his day, clearly. Let's bring him on. But why don't we take someone off? Take one of the centre-backs off. We're losing. We've got 10 minutes left against 10 men.
Yeah, this is something that I didn't really understand. We didn't really throw any caution to the wind. I know we ended up with three strikers on the field at the end of the game, but we didn't have anybody who could get the ball to them. It just ended up being Laurent pumping it from the back, which just it doesn't make any sense, let's be honest. Why has Yeardham not come on? Why has Richards not come on? Provide some width. Let Ajaria and Rinomota like have some overlap. You know, try and stretch the game a bit instead of just pumping it into the box from 40 yards away. It's like I don't understand the tactics. I think Paunovic this isn't the first not the first time we've seen this with his substitutions. And you know, I think it's a worrying trend that frankly his substitutions are actually, you know, pretty awful. I don't think there's any other word for it. We don't make a sub until far too late in the game tonight. What was it, 79 minutes before we made the first sub? Like, you're not giving yourself enough of a chance to change the game with your substitutions. And even then, the substitutions which were made don't make sense. They're not game changing substitutions. You're making substitutions which are not positively impacting you going forwards when you're against the bottom of the league with 10 men. I think Paunovic has got a lot to kind of answer for is maybe the wrong word, but I think he's got a lot to figure out. You know, if Reading are going to be able to keep up a playoff spot this season, because at the moment the form is horrendous, the performances aren't much better, and at the moment there's no real kind of like there's no light at the end of a tunnel for us, as far as I can see.
You summarised it there. We lost against bottom of the league with 10 men. Like, when you say it like that, it's shocking. I know it's only sort of like settling in. We lost against bottom of the league with 10 men.
Yeah, I've just observed. Kind of like it's sinking in slowly, isn't it? The reality of what we've just seen. And I said before, this was a must-win game. And I don't retract that. I felt it was a must-win game because Wickham, exactly what you just said there, Matt, they're not great. They've won tonight. Fair play to them. They deserve to win the game. They to go away with the 3 points. Gareth McCleary and John Nabita will be delighted by that result. Absolutely love that. And I've got nothing against either of those players. They both had a great time at Reading and served us well. So good luck to them. But where do we go from this, Matt? We've got two games coming up against Rotherham, and then we got the next one against Blackburn. Neither of those are going to be easy. We're completely out of form. But what's our realistic aim in those two games?
I feel like a realistic aim is now just to stay unbeaten in those two games. If we could get 2 points from them and just stop the rot as such. You know, before the weekend, Saturday morning, you know, playing Millwall, then Wickham, and you kind of go, you know what, we could pick up 6 points here and really be looking up. We're now 0 points. Everyone around us has picked up points who are chasing for playoffs. And looking forward at Blackburn, they score a lot of goals. I think they're the top goal scorers in the league. I can't see us keeping a clean sheet against Blackburn. And can you see us scoring? Probably not. And then you look at Rotherham. You know, someone was saying on the post-match reaction earlier, very, very physical side. I don't think we're that physical as such. I mean, you know, it's going to be.
Guess Rotherham lost tonight, didn't they, as well, against Nottingham Forest. So they're in the bottom three. I'm not going to say that I'm going to have any optimism with that because we've just lost to Wickham. We're even worse than them if you look at the league table. But Alex, I don't know, is there any ray of optimism at all apart from Yaku Mete coming back at some point? I think that is my one thing that I'm holding on to, but it's still, there's more issues than that, isn't it? It's not just one player that's going to solve it all.
I mean, there is more issues than just having Yaku Mete in the team. I think it will help massively having him back because the system will change hugely. But the problem is if he comes back too late, then who cares? It could be too late by that point. Tonight has to be a turning point for both, you know, the team and Paunovic. We can't play like that and expect to be in the top six at the end of the season. And if Paunovic or any of the squad think that they can, then, you know, I think they're going to get a cold, hard awakening in, you know, 6 weeks' time when we're not anywhere near the playoffs and we've been overtaken by Cardiff, Middlesbrough and Barnsley. I think there's going to have to be a change in, like, for me, the main thing really which needs to happen is a change in mindset from Paunovic. And, I mean, we were watching the game, Paul, and both of us were kind of adamant that, unfortunately, Paunovic is very stubborn, and as most managers are, they're very, very stubborn, stuck in their mindset. And I don't see Paunovic changing his style. He's very happy to line up with, you know, these two defensive midfielders and not really have much width. He's very, very happy not to make subs to change the game and kind of leave it to his players he selected and stick to his original game plan, whatever's happening on the field. I don't know. It's difficult to see whether it's going to cost us at the end of the season or not at the moment. The next two or three games are just, they're even bigger than the last two or three, which were just as big, you know, they're all big, aren't they? But yeah, the next two or three are just massive again.
Yeah, I've just seen a tweet here from Jack Winstanley from quotes from Paunovic tonight saying the group is affected. We had guys crying after the game. I mean, as much as we're affected by it, there's no way any of those players wanted to go out and get that result and that performance, Matt. I mean, it's a harsh reality, football, but that's going to hit them badly. And it does worry me massively about going forward because confidence must be really low right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's part of me which goes, I hope it does hit them badly because they need that wake-up call. They need to know that we can't keep playing like this if we want to stay in the playoffs. But we've all played Football Manager. Screaming at the team after we've just lost. Oh no, you know, it doesn't work. So I don't know. This is where Paolo earns his money, really. How does he turn the team around? How does he, well, more as well, actually. How does he motivate the team to come back at it at the weekend and actually put a good performance in and not lose?
Do you think it's going to happen, Alex? Do you think we're going to get that win? What's your prediction for Saturday?
I think we won't win.
That's your prediction.
My prediction is we won't win. Rotherham against us, I think it'll be 1-1. 1-1 or 1-1 or 0-1 Rotherham.
Okay, what are you going to go for, Matt?
I think we will win. I'm actually quite positive. I think it's going to be 2-0 and we're going, well, why can't we play like that? What were we thinking midweek? 2-0.
My one thing just before we end is please just find the reset button from somewhere. Reading, find the reset button, because we are in trouble otherwise. Like big trouble. We're not getting to the playoffs unless someone finds it.
Yeah, I guess there'll be people listening to this saying that at the start of the season we would have taken this completely. We've been in relegation trouble for many years now, but this is the situation we're in now. So it's all relative. You can't be thinking about those previous ones. That's what I think, is that you've got to keep pushing. We've got an opportunity here and we're not that far away, Alex, from it. We just seem to be breaking down at exactly the wrong moment. So I think looking with hindsight isn't the time for us. So thanks a lot for listening for us. We will be back with a preview podcast for the Rotherham match, and hopefully some good news. I don't know what that will be. I don't know, maybe a rainbow, something like that. So cheers. Thanks a lot. Bye.